It's the Point Music News Minute with Kim Kelly.
This Music News Minute is brought to us by Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. Dollar Loan Center is now offering signature and title loans. Visit don'tbebroke.com. Last month, Richie Blackmore was complaining that no one from Deep Purple had reached out to him, that he was willing to do another show with them, as they're contemplating the end of their career. But in a new interview, former bassist Glenn Hughes revealed that he, David Coverdale, and John Lord had once tried to reunite the bulk of their Mark III lineup, but Blackmore was unreachable. The Mark III lineup that included drummer Ian Pace, who has been the only constant member of Deep Purple, released two records in 1974, Burn and Stormbringer, before Blackmore's departure. Although Hughes and Coverdale stayed through 75's Come Taste the Band, John Lord, the band's founding keyboard player, retired in 2002. In August 2011, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and passed away in July of 2012. As Hughes told Rolling Stone, it had taken place about 2 years before John was diagnosed. They tried to privately get a reunion together, but they couldn't because no one could get Richie Blackmore on the phone. They decided to go on without him after John Lord's diagnosis because they knew they had a finite amount of time. The modified Mark III lineup is currently on the road with Alice Cooper in support of their new record, Infinite. It's part of what they're calling the Long Goodbye Tour. On this day in 1966, the Byrds played the first of an 11-night run at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. The Go-Go opened in 1964 with a live band led by Johnny Rivers and a female DJ in a miniskirt spinning records between sets from a suspended cage. When the girl began to dance during Rivers' sets, the audience thought it was part of the act, and the concept of go-go dancers in cages was born. In 72, the Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival was held over 3 days in Bull Island near Griffin, Indiana. The promoters expected about 50,000 fans to attend, but over 200,000 showed up, causing a lot of bands to pull out as the festival drifted steadily into anarchy. Bands that did appear included Black Oak Arkansas, Cheech and Chong, Foghat, Brownsville Station, Canned Heat, the Amboy Dukes with Ted Nugent, and the Eagles, amongst others. Three concert-goers drowned in the Wabash River, and as the festival ended, the remnants of the crowd burned down the stage. And in 89, Ozzy Osbourne was charged with threatening to kill his wife, Sharon. He was released on the condition that he immediately go into rehab. The case was later dropped when the couple reconciled. Get your music news anytime 24/7 on our website at point97.com.
The Point Music News Minute on 97.1 The Point, number one for classic rock.